Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I guess this is good news for Bills fans. I mean, this season's been dismal, to say the least. I mean, they are 3-6. They're scoring like 11 points a game.
Jeez.
For non-sports people like you, Whitney, that's bad.
Okay, yeah.
Really bad. And it appears as though their poor performance on the field is reflecting ticket prices. So according to Yard Barker, tickets for the Bills' December 9th game against the New York Jets were selling for as little as $7 on StubHub as of yesterday.
What are they normally?
I mean, it could depend where you sit. I'm sure those are probably nosebleeds, but still.
Okay.
I mean, you're paying at least 50, 60 bucks for like kind of normal seats.
Okay.
You might be able to get deals some games, but usually to get something so cheap, you have to like scalp it and wait till the very end. $7.
Wow.
To put that in perspective, parking for the same exact game is currently running between $22 and $76.
That makes no sense. $76 to park? Are you parking on the roof? Like, I don't...
Yes, you're being helicoptered.
Jeez. Well, it's recommended that women get a mammogram at 50 years old unless they're at high risk for breast cancer due to family history, but I feel like this is something we're hearing more and more about. Women in their early 30s finding out they have breast cancer. The story caught my attention. A 32-year-old mother of three recently learned she has breast cancer after doctors dismissed it as a lump due to pregnancy changes. As if you don't have enough going on when you're pregnant, Abigail Valletta of Clayton, North Carolina, was 9 weeks pregnant back in April when she discovered a small lump on her right breast. Now, this woman also happens to be a lactation consultant, so she, you know, knows
a thing or two.
Yeah, and she suspected something was wrong. The lump hurt as well, but doctors told her not to worry about it. Even her primary care physician assured her that she did not have breast cancer because of her young age, again, 32 years old, but she kept pushing for more testing, so they finally did an ultrasound, and sure enough, she had triple negative breast cancer.
Wow.
She has since had a mastectomy, will undergo a second one, and is having her ovaries removed in the coming months, but she was able to undergo chemo during her pregnancy without harming the baby and gave birth to a healthy baby in September. Thank God. But she still does have a long journey ahead of her more chemo. And, you know, the story, it's an unfortunate reminder of the necessity of getting a second, third, fourth, whatever opinion when you feel like something isn't right.
Well, Whitney, here's an example of Rochester, we can't have nice things. Nearly 2 years ago, after promising $25 million towards a performing arts center in Rochester, Tom Golisano is pulling back that money. You can't be surprised. No one should be shocked by this.
I mean, it's just so upsetting.
So the Paychex co-founder made an announcement yesterday saying, quote, "I originally made this decision to support the Performing Arts Center in 2016. Now, 2 years later, the project is no closer to becoming a reality. It has dramatically changed in scope, becoming part of a larger entertainment complex, which is not in line with my priorities." And it's true. I mean, for 18 months, the project was expected to be built on Parcel 5.
Right.
Last month, city and county leaders announced the project will be built at the site of the current Rochester Riverside Hotel, which would involve knocking that down.
Dumb.
I was just curious. So I wanted to know how much money, if we had just taken that 25 mil.
Yeah.
Because, again, one of the big holdups for this whole project was not only figuring out where to put it, but also how to fund the rest of it. Because, again, the number kept climbing dramatically. If we had just taken the $25 million that he had given us and you put it in your standard bank with a standard interest rate, we would have got, over 2 years, $1.25 million in interest.
Unbelievable.
So Mayor Lovely Warren, not letting this stop the plans, though, setting the Rock the Riverway plan is the reason for the shift. Adding the entertainment complex would be, quote, "a great addition to the promenade along the Genesee River that is planned for the comprehensive project," which maybe we'll see while we're still alive.
Except that we get to pay for it.
Yeah, there's
instead
that
instead of the lovely gift from Tom Golisano.
But Whitney, you know me. I like to be an eternal optimist. So there is a silver lining here.
What?
Silver lining is that at least the Rochester Fringe Festival and the Jazz Festival will have use of Parcel 5 for concerts for years to come.
Oh, great.
Woo!
We have a big
empty
concrete
space.
Parking lot that's not even a parking lot.
It is cool when those events are happening. Otherwise, kind of depressing.
Twice a year.
I think the DNC have a great wiffle ball game every week or so there, too.
Fantastic.
So thank
Love
God
it.
That can keep going on.
Great.
Unbelievable.
More bad news. Breaking news this morning out of Thousand Oaks, California. 12 people were killed overnight after a gunman forced his way into a bar and opened fire mere hours ago. It was at 2:30 a.m. our time, 11:30 p.m. California time. The venue was hosting a college night for college students between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. on Wednesday last night when the shooting occurred. The gunfire started during line dancing, according to witnesses. People dancing dropped to the floor and hid behind bar stools. Others jumped over chairs and even broke through windows to get out. One witness said the gunman was shooting everything and anything. The gunman is dead. He was found dead at the scene. Up to other people are injured as well. But again, 12 dead in Thousand Oaks at
so
a college night bar party. Just,
I mean, here we are again.
Just can't.
Here we are again.
I know.
Feeling desensitized. At least I'm feeling desensitized. My first thought, and this is horrible, and I'm guilty that I had this thought.
Oh, don't.
It's Wednesday.
Don't say it.
And it's so sad, and it's so reflective of what we're living in right now, is that you hear about another shooting, specifically in a venue like that
right.
one, and you're just like, well, yeah, here we go again. And here's the thing. There's no solution in sight.
I know.
There's really not. And you know, we talked about it yesterday when we talked about going to polling places and how you had that thought.
Right. How crazy that literally the night after I said that, this would come out.
And I don't know if I'm the only one out there, but at this point, kind of my thought process on it is, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, and I can't do anything about it. So you can be more aware, certainly. You can have your head on a swivel, but you just kind of got to go about your day and just hope,
can't,
I guess.
You can't go around in a bulletproof, you know,
play the odds,
bubble,
yeah.
Right? But it's very, very sad that we have to all feel this way. And somebody said in one of the reports they were talking. I think the mayor of Thousand Oaks said that it's like one of the safest counties in the country, something like that. So
can
again,
happen anywhere,
it happens anywhere, anywhere, anytime.
Yep. It's just we're all playing the lottery.
Yeah,
unfortunately. We got to get to this. People still jumping in on this one who had called us up for Team PXY True Confessions. Again, changed her voice to keep her anonymous. This is what she revealed to us.
My secret is that I know for a fact my fiance is cheating on me, but I'm not saying a word, and I'm still planning on going through with the marriage. Just breaking up with him for cheating is too easy on him. I'm still going to marry him so that I can ultimately divorce him and take half the stuff.
Savage or sensible? A lot of differing opinions on this, but I know there's a bunch of people waiting on hold to jump in on this as well. We'll get to that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.